Well, I guess it's time for us to check sports. And if we're going to check sports, well, we have to check this out on sports. Oh, hang on a second here. That's right. It's not going to work if I do that. Now we'll check it out.
And steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
Okay, we'll fade out of that now. Vikings bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you know, sitting there watching that, and I did watch that play. You know what I said to myself, Mike?
Fix is in.
No. Before I thought that, I said to myself, well, thank God the Giants are replaced, only are replaced for the stupidest play in football history with the fumble in the Meadowlands by this play. And the only reason they get replaced as being the stupidest play ever in pro football is that this was for a spot in the championship game.
You can't. That don't replace the Giants was a kneel down play. You can't replace that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, you can. This is
that's like missing a half inch putt.
This is like missing a one tenth of an inch.
But it doesn't replace the Giant play.
I don't think there's any question. The Giants were a 6-10, a lousy team going nowhere. This is a
doesn't
chance.
Doesn't matter. It's a kneel down. They know how to do that in Pee Wee football.
This was just the most horrible
one play, one player mistake that the guy should have to walk home from Minnesota. If you're a defensive back, the only thing you can't do, there's two things you can't do. You can't get called for pass interference, and you can't let anybody behind you. This guy, he vaulted himself at the receiver instead of just grabbing him. All you have to do is let him catch the ball. Great, you made the catch. Put your two hands on him and throw him on the ground. That's all you had to do. This guy made himself a projectile to try to make some kind of a fancy hit instead of making a basic play, and the Vikings got probably the luckiest win I've seen in a long time.
It's not
the luckiest win of all time.
It was absolutely amazing. Well, anyway, so...
Awful. This football's garbage.
Amazing.
Garbage.
It was absolutely amazing. Well, anyways, it was fun to watch because it wasn't my team, but it was still...
You said the main thing. It's fun to watch. Just like watching wrestling. It's fun to watch. It's not real. This is junk. Let's start from Saturday. You start with the Atlanta-Philadelphia game. Somebody please explain that one to me.
That's exactly right.
Somebody explain that one to me. How Atlanta's in position to win the game, and the ball goes right through the guy's hand in the end zone, and the play calling for Atlanta at the end of that game was, I don't know, maybe either Helen Keller or Ray Charles was the offensive coordinator for that. Awful. Last night, the Tennessee-New England game, that was the biggest thumping you can expect. Okay, now we wake up, we go watch Sunday. Jacksonville couldn't score 10 points against Buffalo. They score 45 against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Somebody explain that to me. And then you have this game yesterday where, I mean, the clock management for the Saints when they had the game-winning drive was awful. And then the last play just speaks for itself.
It really did anyways.
This is garbage. I mean, people like it. I don't know. I guess I like midget toss just as well as I like watching the NFL. And I have more fun watching midget toss.
Right. So where else do you want to go in sports?
Our local hockey teams are back in action. Maybe they should have got another 5 days off. The Rangers lost Saturday to the Islanders, which was a big, good, nice win for the Islanders, 7-2. And then the Rangers followed up yesterday with a 5-2 loss against the Penguins. So the Rangers had 5 days off. They come back. And they got outscored 12-4 in their first two games back. Please somebody explain to me when will this coach get fired? Because the Rangers are nothing but a bunch of underachieving players. They have more excuses than Carter has pills. And I don't know. I mean, when you talk about the three teams that play hockey in the New York area, the team that's supposed to be the flagship team is the Rangers because they spend the most money and, you know, the list goes on and on. and they're probably the worst team. So I don't know why this guy keeps getting re-signed, because if it was in other sports, he wouldn't, because this team is perennial losers, and they're not supposed to be. And off of this little break they had, giving up 12 goals in the first two games, I think Mr. Lundqvist needs to be shown the bench and stay there for quite a long time. One problem is they traded Cam Talbot when they should have kept him. But we go on with that. The Devils continue their slide. They got beat by Saturday by the Flyers 5-3. So it looks like the Devils ship has hit the rocks, and they're coming back to earth. So could be the lone hope, might be the Islanders. They're playing pretty good after the break, and we'll see how they come back from that. But local hockey teams, they don't look good, but at least maybe the people of Pittsburgh can put a little solace into the Penguins after getting knocked out yesterday by Jacksonville. Going back to that game, I just don't understand that game. What was the score at one time? 21-0, was it?
For which game?
The Pittsburgh Jacksonville game.
28-7.
28-7. How do you explain that?
When I could put it on, I couldn't believe it.
Maybe the coach of the Steelers bet the money line, and he's got himself a gold plated Bentley today. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. So
I mean, this looked pretty cutting. The one game that looked like was the biggest lock of the week, the Pittsburgh Jacksonville game, turned out to be you can't say biggest, because you still have to come back to that Minnesota game. The second biggest debacle of the weekend.
Absolutely. It paves the way for the Patriots to get their sixth Super Bowl.
Oh, if they don't win this year, they're in big trouble. If they don't win this year, Brady retires, Belichick retires, and the dynasty's over. But I can't see any way that they're going to lose to Jacksonville. And after watching the Stinkles and the Vikings play this weekend, they're just going to be sacrificial lambs for the Patriots.
Absolutely. You can mail in the Super Bowl, folks. You can mail it in right now. Patriot fans, you're going to get to gloat again.
See, and that's why I like the old way. The old way, you knew you had six teams every year. Those six teams, four of those six would be playing this coming weekend, and it would be good football. And once again, with these pass interference calls, my God, it's just unbelievable. And one touchdown was taken back by the Saints yesterday because they said the guy wasn't set.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just don't understand this stuff. Whenever you see a big play, you got to wait 5 minutes because they got to review it from 72 angles to make sure that it was right and that a ball didn't move a millimeter. Football, it's too technical. You know what we can do with baseball maybe this year? Maybe every called strike we can review with some kind of a replay and stuff, and this way baseball games can last 7 hours.